It's Martin.
Hey, Martin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, Mike here from Huffenmesser. We had a discussion about a mobile application for barber listing, if that's familiar.
Yes. Yes.
All right, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, Martin, I just wanted to follow through with you. I sent you an email earlier this week, and then I sent you a text message as well, just to confirm if you found my email or not. And I did not hear back from you. So, did you find my email in the first place?
Hold on, let me take a look, because I don't remember a text message or an email. Hold on one sec, let me take a look.
Okay. Just so you know, I sent it to M.O. Donnell, that probably is your last name, at mergement.com.
Okay. And when would you have sent it?
This should have come on Monday. Monday, early this week.
Okay, it would have been Rick something, correct?
Yeah, it should have come from Rick Martin, rick.martin at hoffenmesser.com.
No, I'm on Monday. Okay, let me make sure.
Let me confirm your email address in real quick, just the spelling of it. So that's that's the initial of your first name. Your last name as in O as in Oscar, D as in Delta, O as in Oscar, N-E-L-L, @mergement.com.
That's correct. Yeah, because I thought, didn't we tested it, right? Or didn't I send you an email?
I think you did, yeah. Well, no worries. I mean, if you don't find it right now, I'll just shoot the email over to you once again. As soon as I get back to my seat and I have my laptop, I'll send the email over to you once again.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So in the meantime, did you think about it? I mean, any other ideas you came up with or something that you'd like to share with me that you'd like to add to the scope as well?
No, not currently. Probably right now I'm just looking at, you brought up a good point when you were asking about do I have any investors. So I know that there are people that are interested, but I had not, because I didn't know a number to throw around. So I had not really addressed it with them. So that's kind of where I am with, if I want to go investors or if I want to just,
with yourself, bootstrap it. Yeah.
Funded on my own, or funded through the company type thing. So,
well,
that's kind of where I am with the thought process.
Uh-huh. Well, for the former, I mean, if you want to go for an investor, my recommendation or how it works in the mobile app industry, I think you would know, but you have to have a prototype, or you have to have something to show to the investors, right? I mean, they wouldn't invest into your application on the concept or the idea stage. You at least have to have a prototype to be able to, to show your idea and to illustrate your idea. And then from there, they may be better interested in investing. So, from there you can move towards the development. I mean, that at least happens with the larger investment projects, say worth $100,000, $150,000 and something. But with this, I think as a rule of thumb with mobile applications, I think it's best that you have a prototype in place before you go out to the investors and before you pitch the idea and seek any kind of investment.
Gotcha.
So if we go that route?
Yeah, so the application itself is just a part of the whole pitch that I would, that I would do, but this, it's a significant piece of it. So that's kind of that's a good point to have a prototype.
Right, and that kind of reduces your investment into it as well. So, for example, if you go with just the prototype and not the full application, this might just cost you, 40% of what the complete application would cost you. But that said, that is going to be your investment or, you know, your share to making the idea work, and would probably have to come out of your pocket unless you get a better arrangement.
Gotcha. Hmm. Okay, yeah, that's more. It's more than I need to take a look at and give it thought.
Right. So anyway, I'll send you the proposal because that has the scope in it, right? And that's going to help you wrap your head around, you know, how the app is going to work and, you know, paint a canvas in your own head as to, you know, what the application would look like. And, of course, in writing and not something that's functional as yet. But, you know, if we, after you receive the email, which should be in an hour, if not later, can we jump on a call later this today, or do you want to keep it for tomorrow now?
Yeah, let's try to keep it for tomorrow, because right now, like I said, I'm currently at my day-to-day 9-to-5 job. So once I receive it, I wouldn't be able to really give it a good look, and you know, make you know, any type of changes or thought processes behind it. Without actually giving it some time.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. So what do you have to get back, Kip?
Let's try. What does your Friday look like?
Well, Friday, for Friday, yeah, I think just the later half, you know, the second half looks kind of stretched because we have internal Scrum meetings as well. So if we can do some time early on Friday, I think that should work for me.
Early being like 9 a.m. You're in Arizona, right?
No. We're based in California. I mean, myself, I'm based in California. We have an office in California and one in Wyoming as well.
Oh, gotcha. So you're 2 hours behind me. So if we say, what's the latest time that you have Friday? I know you're saying in the morning, but what's the latest in the morning you can go?
Well, we could even keep it to, you know, 1 my time. That's afternoon, 1 in the afternoon. So that would be about 3 your time, I guess. You said you were in Arizona, right?
No. I'm in Texas.
Oh, you're in Texas. Okay. So you're in the East Coast. Okay. So... yeah, I think, you know, 1 my time is the latest I can take it, and then I'll have a 1:30 meeting, and that ends at 4:30 my time, right? So anytime before 1:30, before 1 or say 1:30, and then later in the evening after 4:30 would be good for me.
Okay. You know what, after 4:30, if you're good with that time, you know, I don't know what time you shut down for the day type thing, and would it be in a Friday?
6:30 is my time to leave, so we'd still have 2 hours to go.
Okay, yeah. If we do 4:30, 4:45. I mean, I'm not sure if your meetings are pretty structured to where they they cut off when they say they're going to cut off, or if you guys are going to go over type thing.
They do 4:45. Yeah. 4:45, you said.
Yeah, that'll work. 4:45 will work.
All right, perfect, buddy. So let's keep it at 4:45 on Friday. And meantime, you know, I'll shoot out the email to you once again, and I'll even leave you a text message on your number just to confirm if you get it this time, right?
Okay, that'll work. And which number do you have?
Well, I have this one, the same number that I'm calling on, so 972-217-3634.
Okay, so that's a landline that connects to my cell phone.
Oh, well, there you go.
So if you, if you text me, if you can text me on 214-535-6886, or you know, if you send me the email, I'll add it to the email. So that way, you know, I don't know if you have pen and paper ready type thing. So.
Well, perfect. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. All right.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I sure appreciate it. That.
Now, that's my job. I'll let you go, all right? Enjoy the day today.
All right. I appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
All right.